upon earth. Time stood still in that peaceful dream. Man was blessed with will.
Hello, I'm your Disneyland storyteller, and I'm a cricket. I'm going to tell you the story of Cinderella. We crickets get around a lot, and I happen to be living in the same chateau with Cinderella when this story began. But to begin at the beginning, Cinderella lived with her wicked stepmother and her two selfish stepsisters, Anastasia and Rosella. Her stepmother had a mean old cat named Lucifer, but he was the only animal in the place who didn't think Cinderella was wonderful. Why, she was always gentle and kind, even to mice like Jack and Gus and birds, and even to bugs like me. Cinderella's stepmother made her work very hard and sleep way up in an attic room, and Anastasia and Rosella were always ordering her around. Nonetheless, Cinderella was always cheerful and always had her dreams. Because, as she used to say, a dream is a wish your heart makes.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Happened that the king of the country in which Cinderella lived had an only son, and the king thought it was time for the prince to be married. So he decided to have a big party and invite all the eligible young ladies in the entire land, hoping that one of them would catch the eye of the prince and that, well, romance might follow. So one day, a messenger from the king came to the chateau and delivered an invitation to all the young ladies in the land to come to the party that very night. Well, you can imagine the excitement, and Cinderella's stepsisters began getting ready for the party immediately. Cinderella was so excited, too, but her stepsisters gave her so much extra work to do that it began to look as if she wouldn't be able to go to the party at all. She had no party dress to wear, nor had she time to fix one. But you see, it pays to be kind to animals and birds and even bugs. For when Cinderella's friends, the mice, saw what was happening, they went to work immediately to make a dress for Cinderella.
Prior to this lifetime, sure it was a tailor. Look at me. I own the tailor's face and hands. I am the tailor's face and hands. I know I'm faking it, faking it. I'm not really faking it. This feeling of faking it, I still haven't shaken.
Jock and Gus went scurrying down to find some trimming for Cinderella's dress, and sure enough, they found an old string of beads which Driz had thrown away. But sitting right on top of them was that fat cat, Lucifer. So Jock pulled Lucifer's tail, and when Lucifer started chasing him, Gus grabbed the beads and headed for the mouse hole. But when he tripped over the beads and they broke and ran all over the floor, Well, you've never seen two mice work any faster to pick up beads, but they got them all and popped them into the mouse hole just in time to avoid Lucifer's last pounce. So Jock and Gus hurried back to help the other mice complete Cinderella's dress. So that night, as the cruel stepmother and her daughters were leaving for the royal ball, there was Cinderella, all dressed in her beautiful pink gown that the mice had made for her. Now comes one of the sad parts of the story. When Cinderella's stepmother and Stash and Driz saw that Cinderella was going to the ball after all, they were envious of her beauty. Suddenly, they saw that the mice had trimmed her dress with Drizella's old beads and Anastasia's old sash. So they grabbed at them and ripped them off and tore the dress, and Cinderella began to cry. The stepsisters and the stepmother went off to the ball, but poor Cinderella rushed out into the garden and cried and cried.
All the sisters of mercy, they are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought that I just can't go on. Then they brought me their comfort, and later they brought me their song. Oh, I hope you run into them, you who've been traveling so long.
When the white eagle of the north is flying overhead, and the browns, reds, and golds of autumn lie in the gutter, dead, remember then the summer birds with wings of fire flame, come to witness spring's new hope, born of leaves decaying. As new life will come from death, love will come at leisure. Love of love, love of life and giving without measure, gives in return the wondrous yearn of a promise almost seen. Live hand in hand, and together we'll stand on the threshold of a dream.
Same word.
Followed her out into the garden and hoping that I could cheer her up somehow. And suddenly, the most amazing thing happened right before my very eyes. Where nothing had been before, there suddenly appeared a little old lady. It was Cinderella's fairy godmother, and she said,
"Cinderella, I have a magic wand and magic words, and I promise you will go to the ball tonight."
You know, every time Cinderella's fairy godmother said those magic words, something astounding happened. First, she pointed the magic wand at an old pumpkin and said,
"Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo,"
and it turned into a beautiful white coach. Then, she pointed her wand at four of Cinderella's little mice friends and said,
"Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo,"
and they turned into beautiful horses. Then it was Major, the old horse's turn. And with a bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, he became a coachman. And Bruno, the old dog, became a doorman, holding open the coach door for Cinderella with a bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. The fairy godmother almost forgot that Cinderella's dress was almost torn to rags. But just at the last minute, she remembered. And with a very special effort, Cinderella's dress was turned into a lovely white gown. And on her feet, two glass slippers. I decided that I couldn't miss this affair either, so I hopped into Cinderella's coach and hid beneath the cushion. And just as we were leaving, I heard Cinderella's fairy godmother say,
"Remember, Cinderella, you must be home by midnight, for then the magic spell will be broken." Then we raced off to the castle.
There where the trees see the grass, a pink kitten spy. said, this is the place I will try. And he did. Stood in the dark, sat a man who beckoned him in. But leaving his grass was a sin. But he did.
Here come the castle, the other so humble its own. He saw the light in the cellar reflect in his eyes. Yet early that morning was he to receive a surprise.
Need any money to lend, and he did. He said, I'm the owner, not you, and this is my stead. So give it to me, now I'm dead. And he did, said,
you come the castle, the ever so humble is home.
Soon we arrived at the palace and went in. Now, I've been in some pretty fancy places and had some pretty swell parties in my day, but I've never seen anything like the royal ball. There were all kinds of beautiful girls, but of them all, Cinderella was the fairest by far. Oh, it was a beautiful sight. Bright lights, beautiful dresses, swirling skirts, and everybody dancing. It wasn't very long before the prince saw Cinderella and asked her to dance. And he soon realized that she was the one girl he had been waiting for. They danced and danced all evening long, and Cinderella's heart was just full of happiness.
Do you want to dance and hold my hand? Tell me I'm your lover man.
She's not a girl
You know how time flies when you're having a good time. And before Cinderella realized it, she suddenly heard the clock beginning to strike midnight. My goodness, it's midnight already. We've got to get out of here. Cinderella, Cinderella, it's midnight. Well, the minute Cinderella heard the clock strike, she left the prince and ran through the hall and down the stairs, losing one glass slipper on the way.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight.
She jumped to her coach, and by taking a tremendous hop, I managed to hitch a ride to the outside. It's the sixth stroke of the clock. The king's soldiers were chasing us. They were riding like the wind. Hey, the soldiers are coming closer. Nine. Cinderella, can't you hurry this coach along? 10. Oh, my goodness, we'll never make it home. 11. Oh, look out. Here comes the stroke of midnight. Well, just as the fairy godmother had said, everything was changed back, and here we were by the side of the road. The four mice, the horse, a dog, Cinderella, a broken pumpkin, and a battered cricket. Everything was the same, except on Cinderella's foot was the other glass slipper. This her fairy godmother had let her keep, so she would always remember this wonderful night. Now, after a rough come down like that, I'd be pretty upset myself, but not Cinderella. She kept humming on the way home, and I'm convinced that she was in love.
Once upon a
found the slipper that Cinderella had dropped, and his father, the king, immediately sent out a proclamation that the duke should try the slipper on every girl in the kingdom. And when the duke found the girl that it fitted, he was to bring her in so that she would be married to the prince. The next morning at the chateau, Cinderella's evil stepmother recognized her as the girl who had spent the whole evening dancing with the prince. And so she knew that the glass slipper would fit Cinderella's foot. To get rid of her, she locked Cinderella in the attic room and took away the key. It wasn't long before the Duke came to the chateau with the glass slipper. He tried it on each of the stepsisters, and of course, it didn't fit. So he prepared to leave. But in the meantime, Cinderella's friends, the mice, got the key and slowly carried it up the stairs. Up, up, up to the very top. But old Lucifer, the mean old cat, was waiting for them, and it looked like the end of Jock and Gus for a minute. But Cinderella called out the window to Bruno, the faithful dog, and he pounded up the stairs and chased Lucifer the cat away. Then the mice pushed the key under the door so Cinderella could let herself out. Cinderella came running down the stairs. The Duke was just leaving, and Cinderella said,
Your Grace?
Your Grace,
may I try it on?
And the Duke said, Of course. Every eligible young lady must try it on. But just as he started to walk over to Cinderella, the mean old stepmother tripped him, and he fell down and broke the slipper. He was very upset. But when Cinderella showed him that she had the other glass slipper, he knew he had found the right girl at last. So off they went to the palace, and the wedding bells were soon ringing. Jack and Gus and all the other mice turned up at the wedding in full dress uniform. Everybody was happy as could be. And you know the rest of the story. They lived happily ever after.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. So open your arms and you'll open the door to every treasure that I'm hoping for. Hold me and kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you.